if you're a Mason, I'll use Masonic terms. I mean,
no, well, I'm not. Well, but that's all right.
Well, I mean, I want to say, but anyway, among Masons, when you get that theory, you were raised, meaning that that has some relation to the initiation.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised in 1908, and meaning I got my third degree.
Mm-hmm.
There are three degrees there, you know, the apprentice and fellow craftsman. And when you're a full degree Mason, you're a third degree Mason,
mm-hmm.
and you're a master Mason. Mm-hmm. You see. And then I became a member of sometimes I can't even concentrate. Just a minute. Oriental Consistory, where I received my 32nd degree. I have my certificate. I'll show you. Then 32nd degree. In other words, I got my master's degree in masonry in 1908. And I got my 32nd degree in 1910. I think that's the date.
Any order other than any
and
other?
And the same year, I became a Shriner. I became a member of Medina Temple. I became a Shriner. I have my emblems and things. I don't wear them on the belt
pin. Any other?
And then years ago, I was the original Chicago Press Club from 1905 to 1910. That's when I was the mail order manager at the Boston store at State and Madison. I was a member of the Chicago Press Club from 1905 to 1915 when I left the Boston store to go to another venture.
What would you say, how would you describe your occupation, your principal occupation?
Advertising. I had copies of some of my advertising of 50 and 60 years ago. Just a year ago tomorrow, there was a fire in my room. I was out of supper, and all of my records and stuff were burned up.
How about, what kind of advertising work did you do?
Mail order advertising, mostly. In other words, at the Boston store, we had a city advertising man, and I was the mail order manager. We had my department occupied the entire 12th floor of the Boston store at State and Madison. And I had complete charge of that department. I was engaged by the Boston store when they called me from the fair. I had the same kind of job at the fair, but it wasn't as big a job. Boston store made me an excellent proposition, and I joined them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with them till 1915. I had a very large department. I hired my own help. I wrote the advertising, merchandising. We had quite a big department. About four times a year, I made trips to New York with the buyers on their buying trips. And the purpose of my going with them was to advise them the types of merchandise to buy, especially for our out-of-town customers.
Uh-huh.
I'd go with for instance, I'd be assigned to one buyer, like the rug buyer, for one, let's say tomorrow morning, our merchandise man say, Lee, you go to with George Lowe, and I'll meet you at lunch, spend the morning with him. I'd go to the rug market, and we'd go through there. Not that I was an expert on rugs, but I'd go through it. I'd tell him what I thought would appeal to the out-of-town trade, to the farmers.
Oh,
we had a big farmer trade at that time.
I think we'll start now with some of these pronunciations. I'm just interested in your pronunciation of these,
right.
of these terms. The first month of the year.
January.
And the second?
February. In school years, they don't forget that R in there, February. So many of them say February, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have to teach them say February. Don't forget the R.
And how about the next one's March? What is that for March?
March, April.